We're back here with Making It Grow in a new format with my friend Tony Melton, my wonderful extension friend. And Tony, we're talking right now about fall gardens, and this is our second chat about those, and we're going to pick up some things we forgot to talk about. I get so excited about one thing I forget. But one thing I can't forget about is worms.
Oh, yeah.
And there really aren't worms exactly that we have such a struggle with. It's the larva of the Lepidoptera.
Yes, hard to say, but it's that's what they are. They actually larvae. They actually turn into moths, and that's what you see flying around in your garden and all is the moths, and they're there to lay those eggs.
And actually, butterflies are in the Lepidoptera group too. But the butterflies don't usually their larvae aren't laid on our brassicas on our food crops as much. It's the moths that really give us a fit.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And boy, they do give us a fit. And especially in the fall, they'll just skeletonize some of my greens and all. I go out there one day and they're just full of holes. And then nobody wants those, Tony. So yep. What's the best way for me to try to keep these under control without using too much of a pesticide? Because I know there are a lot of beneficial insects out there, and also I just don't want to overuse pesticides. I want to use enough to do what I need.
Yes, and first of all, this year has been the worst I've ever seen.
No.
I've never seen so many loopers.
Oh, my God.
We've got loopers all over the place.
And that's one of the worst of them, those little caterpillars.
That's the one that looks like an inchworm.
Yeah,
that
yep.
Just
uh-huh.
a little inchworm that's and looping around and eating on your vegetables. It's really
and pooping on them, too.
That's right.
So it makes it hard to clean them.
And that's how you really see them better. I see
the frass.
The frass.
That's the fancy name for it.
See the frass more than you do see the loopers, but then you'll find them and they will eat your crops right up. They'll just and they don't just skeletize in the leaf. They eat holes in the leaf. The diamondback, which is a little different one, it skeletonizes the leaves some, and which means it leaves a window pane in there. But the loopers, they'll just eat holes right on through it.
Well, Tony, there's a wonderful one of the first wonderful products that we had that was really specific for a pest was Bacillus thuringiensis.
BT.
BT.
Yes,
yeah.
That's the big word for it.
Sometimes sold under the name Dipel, I think.
That's right. And there's a lot of other brand names of it now, and it works real well. And what it is a stomach poison. It actually is a naturally occurring organism that's in the soil.
Yeah.
And when the insect or the larvae, the worm, eats it, it actually goes in and sterilizes its gut and causes it to starve to death. It quits eating soon, and then it takes it down. The one thing people get all mixed up about, it takes it a few days mm-hmm. before it starves to death and dies. So don't be over anxious about it, because it's just going to take a little while. And another thing about Dipel is what I've seen lately, you need to get some good product that hadn't been sitting around for a long time.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa.
And you want good active BT that will be a good product that'll go out there.
Just like with the fire ant baits, you don't want something that you have to blow the dust off.
That's right.
Because they can age out of being effective.
That's right.
Okay, so the other thing with the BT, Tony, is I don't believe it works if you let these things get to a big size. I think they have to be very small.
Very small.
Very young.
That's right.
It's just like anything else, you know. Little babies are real tender, and you have to be real careful, but you and I could eat about anything.
That's right.
And not hurt us.
So
you've got to get it out there early. And does that mean you've got to get it under the leaves?
That's right. Usually that's where they're at. They're under the leaves, and they're eating under leaves. And it's dependent on whether it's a skeletonizer, like a diamondback
mm-hmm.
moth, whether it only eats under the leaves, so it doesn't get the top, or either a looper that will eat the top and the bottom because it eats all the way through the leaf. It usually gets on the side of the leaf and eats all the way through. So, but it's very important, especially with some of these worms, to get it under the leaves so that they can betake it. And also, I like to use a little bit of a sticker with them. And because if you...
A surfactant, is that what that's called?
Or sticker, yeah. And you want it to kind of stick to the leaf so that it doesn't run off, especially like collards. Collards has a waxy, waxy leaf. It'll just run right off the collard leaf and not stay on the leaf so that they can eat it.
So when I'm putting this in my little pump up, I've got a gallon pump up sprayer, which is easy for me to use, and I can get under the leaf pretty good. I'm careful. So I want to put the recommended amount of product, and I'm going to read that label. And
that's
be sure
right.
I'm
always
doing it right.
Read that label.
Always
it is
read
a lot.
The label.
Yep.
But then I'm going to add a little bit of surfactant, and it doesn't take much.
It doesn't take very much. You don't want to put too much. You can burn up leaves. And then I usually like to spray in late evenings on anything because the bees are in then. Even a BT, it doesn't hurt bees. But still, it's cooling down, and it's not as sunny and hot. And you don't burn leaves. Even a surfactant will burn a leaf.
So don't overdo that surfactant.
That's
be
right.
careful.
It's kind of like a soap. It will burn leaves.
Now, sometimes we have to go to a chemical pesticide in order to get control. And so I might need to do that too. Because the BT really only works when they're very, very small.
That's right.
So I may, because this is such a major problem, I may have to go to a chemical one. And there are lots of them that are approved for homeowners to use in their garden.
Yes, and one of my favorite actually is spinosad, which is developed from mushrooms. Yeah, they concentrate it from mushrooms, and it actually will kill the worms too. And there's all different forms. You can buy it as spinosad. You can buy it as and one brand name I do know is Captain Jack's Dead Book Brew, but there's a lot of them out there that you can get spinosad. Spinosad is still is actually a organic type product, and the name in trust is actually labeled as a spinosad that is labeled organically.
My goodness.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to try to keep these under control. What are some of the other pests that I might need to be aware of and on the watch out for?
Always, you want to look out for harlequin bugs. They can be really bad in all your brassicas. They can, they're a type of stink bug too, but they're really brightly colored. You can see them real well. And then all your other stink bugs too, they kind of leave spots on the leaves, and they will give your greens a... It's hard for them to grow when things are feeding on.
But stink bugs are hard to control for the home garden.
Oh, very hard. So. Very, very hard. Yes, it is very difficult. You probably have to use a pyrethroid. And you can buy organic pyrethroid, but then you got to kill them again. They got to be real small.
So scouting and looking all the time is very important.
Very important. Knowing what you got. You know, you just can't window farm or window garden. You know, you just can't look out the window and say, well, I think it's out there. You need to get out there in the garden and see what's there.
Tony, we used to just plant greens in the same row, but you said now there's some things that have come in from somewhere, and we need to rotate our brassicas.
That's right. We need to rotate your brassicas.
Don't plant them in the same row every year.
That's right, because there's some new diseases. There's two new, brand new diseases that came in from California the last few years that are bacterial diseases, and they will wipe out turnips and mustard. They hit collards too, but the collard leaf is so thick it doesn't fall to pieces like it does with the turnips and mustard.
So I can rotate with beets and carrots and spinach.
Yep.
Or even if I wanted to have a cover crop, I could use clover or something
clover
like that.
Or vetch or rice and wheats and oats and all kind of things like that. But I like to keep a crop on the ground. If you can keep a crop on the ground, it's always better because you got something that you can eat.
Also, just having something grow helps the soil stay healthier.
That's true. Things doesn't leach, and the wind doesn't blow soil away, and soil doesn't wash away when you have something growing. It holds the roots, hold the soil in place and the nutrients in place, Amanda.
Tony, before we close out for today, how late can I make my plantings of my vegetables, my collard greens?
Well, in a home garden, I just tell people, you hadn't got that much invested. Keep planting. We never know what's going to happen around here. We may be wearing shorts at New Year's. Never know.
Okay.
So I keep planting. You know, our recommendations are up to the, you know, into the into September. But you can keep planting. You know, and if they're small and the cold comes in, cover them.
Get that floating row cover. We talked about that. Okay. Yeah. So every couple of weeks, I'm just going to go out there and because I want to have fresh, young, tender things to eat. Now, the one thing I need to wait a little while on planting is the sugar snaps.
That's right. You do. Need to wait till after the January, in the January before you plant those, because the flowers are susceptible to frost.
And I've got to have flowers on those. On the others, I'm eating the greens, the leaves.
That's right. You're eating
Tony,
leaves.
I hadn't even thought about that. I'm so glad you came to talk to me today. I think I'm going to have a lot more success than I would have without your advice, and I thank you so much.
Thank you, Amanda. Appreciate it.